behave yourself. Buy every rock and roll book on a magazine stand.
Hello again and welcome to I've Got a Beatles Podcast with Dave and Chris. And please bear with us here. I know if Bad Boy is... if you're not a big fan of Bad Boy, we promise you it will... there'll be a good reason for why we're playing that at the beginning of the show. It's going to be a fun one today, I think.
I can't wait for this.
Yes. We want to say we enjoyed the reception we got on the Revolution episode. A lot of comments and a lot of people weighing in on that. So we always enjoy hearing comments, especially on the Songs Under the Microscope episodes. And we're also pleased to announce a bit of news here. We, as in I've Got a Beatles Podcast, is now streaming on an international internet radio station called AIR, which is named after George Martin's, or was inspired by George Martin's studio name, and it's called Atomic International Radio. It's in the UK, and we've been asked to take part. So it's an all-Beatles internet station, kind of like the Sirius XM one, but this one's free. And our episodes will be interspersed with a lot of other things, music and interviews and stuff like that. So we'll post the link on our Facebook page, but right now you can look at it. It's kingfisher-radio.com/atomic.
And if you're hearing us for the first time through this, welcome. Dave, of course, a brilliant professor of music, currently in the Czech Republic.
Yes.
A Fulbright, right?
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, so he's a brilliant guy, and I'm just some dumb comedian from Chicago.
No, you're not.
we've been pals for years and doing this, so we've been recording this for a while. So thanks for joining us. Follow our Facebook page. We're also at I've Got a Beatles on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's welcome, yes, and it's even more appropriate that today we're recording on George Harrison's birthday, so what would have been his 75th birthday, and the birthday boy will make an appearance on several of the songs that we're going to be discussing today. So our topic is going to be, if you're a big fan of the podcast, you remember a long time ago we did a list, there was a list posted of the best Beatles songs in the British music magazine NME, and we went down that list.
We also did one on George Harrison Beatles songs. Mm-hmm. We ranked his 22 original Beatles songs from 22 to 1.
Yes,
with some differences between us, but mostly the same. This I think is going to have more variance, and this is. What we're doing is we're ranking 25 Beatles covers. So it's cover songs by the Beatles.
Yes, and these are from the original 13 albums and the past masters. So we're not including BBC or Star
No
Club
Three Cool Cats.
No Three Cool Cats. No Anthology.
No Some Other Guy.
No Some Other Guy. Hippie
no
Shake.
Carol.
None of those.
No Crying, Waiting, Hoping.
Nope. Great songs as they are. But these are the ones that were actually released under the 13 albums and past masters. So 25, correct? Total.
Yeah, 25. Most of them from the early. There's also Maggie May.
Right. The kind of oddball.
Two from Help, six from Beatles for Sale, six from Please Please Me, six from With the Beatles. And then a couple from that were ended up on Past Masters. They were the old Log Tall Sally EP.
Yeah, the lists, of course, you know, there's always going to be... there's nothing better than a list to get people sparring and, you know, getting into it. And I'm sure there's going to be some great discussion after this one. So we look forward to hearing your responses, positive or negative, to our own rankings of the 25 Beatle cover songs. But they bring up a lot of interesting points, I think. And the whole idea of cover songs, you know, in the beginning of a group, almost every band starts out being a cover band. And so in this case, the Beatles were no different. They just happen to have a lot of originals as well. But a lot of times these cover songs, I think, get overlooked or they get pushed to the side because their own songs were so great. And so that's why we thought it'd be fun in a way to take a look or be more circumspect about what they did. And I know you got going because of Bad Boy in particular.
Yeah, I was just, you know, listening to some sort of shuffle all Beatles songs or something, and Bad Boy popped up, and I just thought, like, wow, I didn't really don't listen to Bad Boy. And in fact, and then I thought about it, and I was like, in fact, I skip a lot of the covers, you know, because, I mean, the real juice for a Beatles fan is all these great songs written by these brilliant, you know, these three brilliant songwriters that they had in the Beatles and these amazing, amazing songs. And so the cover songs kind of, you feel kind of like, they're part of the catalog, but they're not quite as good as the originals.
Right.
I don't listen to them that often. And so when the topic came up and we discussed it, I was like, oh, this is going to be a great chance to kind of like, well, let's just listen to the cover songs and see what we've got there and see what's standing out, maybe surprising us as being a little better than we thought, and which ones are not so great.
Yes. Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I put mine into a playlist, and it was kind of an interesting experience just to listen to all covers because, for me, I could tell it really was became apparent which ones they spent some time on and which ones were really just one take, kind of straight through, right from the stage kind of songs. And but I think there is, at least the way I put together my top 10, did have some thought, and I think it reflects a lot of the Beatles' own influences, so that there's at least that we can get into. So, well, we've got a pretty interesting way we hope to do our list from 1 to 25 down to number 1. So you want to explain it?
Well, we'll take them in chunks of 5. But the first 5 we're going to do in reverse order. So we're leading up to what we're saying is the worst. Now, caveat, obviously, entire Beatles catalog, amazing. I wouldn't want any of these songs not to exist. If any of these in the bottom 5 pop up, great. They're not bad, terrible, terrible songs. With that said, here's our bottom 5. So at number 21, I have Words of Love. Number 22, Honey Don't. Number 23, I have Maggie May.
Ooh.
Number 24, Matchbox. And number 25, I'm going to play number 25 for you here.
This is Chris's worst Beatles cover song.
Yep, and it is Slow Down.
Well, I used to walk you home, baby, after school, carry your books home too. But now you got a girlfriend down the street. Baby, what you trying to do? You better slow down. If you want our love to last.
Okay.
Well, Chris, I have to say you surprised me. I thought our bottom 5 would be very similar, but actually they're quite dissimilar. So, So run down your list, number 21 to 25 again for us.
Words of Love was 21. I like Words of Love, but I way prefer that BBC version that came out.
Definitely.
This one, I just think that the clapping's irritating and the guitar sounds poor. Honey Don't. It's always been a skipper for me. It sounds pretty good recording wise, but real weak solos in that one. And it's a Ringo, you know, it's the Ringo song. Maggie May, Maggie May, not the worst one to me, because they didn't intend it to be included in the album. It was Phil Spector included it. So,
okay.
It's not a real song. It's almost like doesn't even count to me. Matchbox, bad song, lazy, poor guitar solo, terrible lyrics until your big dog. I'll be your little dog till your big dog comes. Terrible. Probably Ringo's worst song in the whole catalog. But Slow Down. Not only is Slow Down like completely forgettable, like you could, like if you were like, hey, sit somebody down and from memory they got to name all of the Beatles songs. How many are they going to list till they get to Slow Down?
A lot.
The vocals aren't that great. And there's a freaking mistake in the second verse double track vocal.
Yes.
He goes, your boy, and then some, I don't know if it's double track John or if it's.
Yeah, it's John.
It's John. It also is like says something different.
Yes, he does.
At the same time, it's hard to make out what it is, but it's like, how do you have a screw up in a song that you release as an actual song? I don't get it. It's also got a sloppy guitar solo. But topping it all off is the lyric.
Well, now I have to ask the question because you've mentioned the lyrics a couple times.
Yeah.
Of course the song. How much of the blame do you put on the actual songwriters, or do you put on the Beatles for choosing those particular songs?
50-50. I mean, okay. you gotta say. I mean, it's just if you're ranking all of these, you just have to take that into consideration a little bit. Like, this has a dumb. This is a dumb song.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I give them, and you might be seeing, I got two Carl Perkins songs in here.
I see that
on my bottom five. So I'm maybe not as big of a Carl Perkins guy as other people are, but anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that
so there's
sense.
My bottom five.
All right. That makes sense. Okay.
Oh, I can't wait to hear your bottom
five. All right. So my bottom five, starting with number 21, I have Mr. Moonlight, number 22, A Taste of Honey, 23, Bad Boy, 24, Honey Don't, and 25, Maggie May.
What do you want to hear?
None. How about Maggie May, because it's so short?
Okay. Dave, so give us that again.
Okay, so...
And with the reasoning.
Okay, yes. So, 21, Mr. Moonlight. This song, it gets a bad rap, I think. It's not as bad as a lot of people say. I don't think it's great. But it has its moments, and I kind of like the organ sound on it. I don't mind it. Taste of Honey is number 22. I've never liked this song. I think it's very sluggish and... kind of like blah. I've just never liked it. I always just skip it. 23, Bad Boy, for the aforementioned reasons, just sounds very quickly run through and really bad lyrics and poor guitar work again. Honey Don't. I actually like the John Lennon version on Live at the BBC. Has a lot more energy and the guitar sounds better. This one, the Ringo version, like you say, it's to quote our, I hate to quote our president, but it's very low energy and the guitar solo is very low energy, and especially when Ringo says, "All right, George, one time for me," and then he plays the exact same solo again. So really, really not interesting.
Weak solos.
Very weak. And then finally, Maggie May, for the reason you said, it's barely a song. I don't. It's not even really on the list here. But
Yeah, to me, it's like I said, they were just messing around, and then some other guy decided to throw that on the album.
Yeah, exactly.
To me,
exactly.
So that it doesn't really count against them.
No, it's not bad. It's just kind of like just sort of, yeah, not really a song, in the same way. So yeah.
All right.
So what are your reactions? What do you think? Any surprises there for you?
Not a ton of surprises. I mean, I have a few of these a little bit higher just because the ones I did have down there. So I'm gonna imagine that some of mine that are in that bottom five are in your next five.
Okay.
Why don't we hear your next five, and then we'll hear a tune from your next five.
Sounds good. So we're going to now go back in descending chronological order. So we're gonna start from number 20 and go down to 16 for this group. So my number 20 is Matchbox, then 19, Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby, 18, Boys, 17, Act Naturally, and 16, Dizzy Miss Lizzy. So, yes, so out of that group, let's hear Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby.
Well, they took some honey from a tree. Dressed it up and they called it me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Woke up last night, 4:30. 50 women knocking on my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby.
All right, yeah. So that list there, we've got two Carl Perkins tunes. We've got, I'll go through them here. So Dizzy Miss Lizzy, it's very repetitive, I think. I get very tired of hearing do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That lick gets very repetitive.
Yeah, I'm torn on it myself a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you why when we get
okay. Act Naturally, it's a Ringo. It's a little bit... I guess the country is a bit different. Country feels a little different, and not bad. It's kind of his theme song, so I don't dislike it. Nor do I dislike Boys, particularly. We love it for the the point where Chris just demonstrated when Ringo says nothing and just goes but it's just all these songs, actually, almost all in this group are just straight up blues, 12 bar blues. So they're not very interesting musically. I think that's probably the reason. Then Everybody's Trying to Be My Babies. Okay. It's a little sloppy. And then Matchbox, the other Carl Perkins, is again, just a little bit sloppy. It grooves okay for a while, but then gets a little tiring. So,
yeah. Well, I had at 20, I had Boys there, so we agree on that one pretty much. We exactly agree on Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby. That's 19.
Oh, good.
Then I got Bad Boy, which we heard at the top of the show, there at 18. And then A Taste of Honey is there for me. and then Mr. Moonlight's all the way up at 16 for me.
Have you been have you been listening to Kit O'Toole and her rationale for that song?
Well, I think Kit might be right about it being a little underrated, mostly based on the great vocal performance of John Lennon on that song. It's just really, he really sings it out. And, you know, I think it was unfair. I don't get why everybody is like, this is the worst.
Yeah, I don't either.
I just don't understand it. The keys are pretty good and all the guitars are clean and sound pretty decent, you know?
Yeah. Maybe they don't like the song. I don't know.
Yeah. So back down to 20 with Boys. You know what really struck me was, so I've got mono versions here that I listen to a lot at home, but I was listening on Amazon Unlimited account, and they have the stereo versions.
Yeah.
And the stereo version of Boys is so unlistenably bad. It's like it, not, you know, because they just separate the channels,
right?
But for Boys, for some reason, it kind you kind of lose the vocal, and it becomes like an echoey vocal. It's just really not great. Back down at 19, Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby. I've just kind of usually given up on that album by that point.
Yeah, the last song on Beatles for Sale.
And the starts and stops are good, and it's okay George performance, but otherwise it's sort of like I just don't like it very much. Bad Boy, sloppy guitars, mumble mouth John. Keys are good. Taste of Honey, odd song choice. Taste of Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Good guitars, I like the guitars in it. That's why it's up at 17 for me. And once again, Mr. Moonlight's all because of the vocals.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that sounds good. So you want to give us keep going here with your number 15 to number 11 here. So we're rolling along.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting up there. So Act Naturally is my 15. 14, Roll Over Beethoven. 13, Chains. 12, Kansas City, Hey, Hey, Hey. And 11, Dizzy Miss Lizzy.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to play a little Kansas City. We always like to hear that.
Yeah.
So here's Kansas City. That was appropriately, he was naming numbers there at the end.
That's right. That's right. In our list. Yeah. Very good. And I miss Kansas City. So, well, a little bit. I miss some of the people in Kansas City. Always good to hear that one.
Takes you right home.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. So give us 15 through 11 again here, and we'll talk about them.
Act Naturally, not bad. Perfect for Ringo. I always like the song, the idea of the song, like, you know, a guy singing about himself being a loser. Roll Over Beethoven, it gets a demerit for the claps, but otherwise it's a good George track, well played, good guitars. I also like when they drop the ride cymbal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I really like that those parts. Chains, yeah. I've always liked it. Pretty subtle song. Kind of odd harmonies to it. The guitar sounds kind of weak in spots, but I love those quiet sections of Chains. You know, Kansas City, Screaming Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty solid Screaming Paul one. And Dizzy Miss Lizzy, Screaming John. I said two repetitive guitars-wise, but Screaming John at his best makes it good. Probably live versions of this would be better than...
Hey, that's good. That's a good point. Yeah.
Just the way they're a little too present on the. Yeah,
it gets pretty tiring. So, well, good. Yeah, we as we did in the last segment, we locked in on one exactly. So, my 15 was Slow Down. I finally got it in there. I don't dislike it as much as you do. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's the lyric. Goof up, but I don't think it's so bad. It doesn't bother me. Rock and Roll Music, I put at number 14. I think it's probably because I've heard it a lot, but it's good. It's another good Chuck Berry cover. I put numbers 13 and 12 are in the same category. Chains for 13 and Devil in Her Heart for number 12. I put them both. They're girl songs. Girl group songs, and both sung by George. To me, they sound almost like the same song in a lot of ways. Very good. I like them. And then my number 11 was Kansas City. So
uh-huh.
We're pretty close on some of those. I had a rationale for why I did my top 10. I thought I had to put a representative of as many of the Beatles' main influences as I could. So that means there had to be a Chuck Berry song, there had to be a Little Richard, there had to be some girl group stuff, and I guess I didn't have a Carl Perkins, but like another kind of like hard rockin' type tunes are in there as well, and Motown type songs. So those are all in this top list. Oh, and Buddy Holly, which is number 10. So I had Words of Love, number 10.
Uh-huh.
Number 9, Roll Over Beethoven for Chuck Berry. Number 8, Anna, Go to Him. Number 7, Till There Was You. And number 6, Please Mr. Postman. So for the song I'd like to hear, why don't we do Please Mr. Postman?
So let's run through those again.
Okay. So number 10 was Words of Love. So the Buddy Holly tune, I like it more than you do. I do think the version on BBC is better, but I think this version's still pretty good. And number 9 was Roll Over Beethoven. It's the best George Chuck Berry type rockin' performance, I think. Number 8, Anna, Go to Him. I know that's a sentimental favorite for us since we used to play it. So definitely a top 10 tune. Number 7, Till There Was You, representing the popular music world that Paul McCartney loves so much, and such a classic performance in front of the Queen of that song. And then Please Mr. Postman that we just heard, I think is one of the great early cover songs of the Beatles. Motown girl group, great vocals, great punch, great drive, so good tune.
Yeah, I had Please Mr. Postman at 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a light song, but it's a pop song, but the background vocals particularly are just like brilliant.
Yes.
I had number nine is Money.
Ah.
I feel like Money, just to some very slight extent, is sort of Twist and Shout Junior.
Hmm. Okay,
but it remains somewhat iconic. It's a great performance, great song, but you know, just a little bit, sort of like a repeat, sort of like let's put the same type of song in the same slot on the second album to me. But pretty good. Devil in Her Heart. That's where I got that George song. The no, 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 no. No day will she deceive. I also want to mention there at that point, or at this point, the great job they did of picking sort of some obscure stuff.
Yes.
Like B-sides of unknown records to like cover.
Groups like the Donnays. Like,
yeah.
Who's ever heard of them? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At 7, I have Baby It's You. Really good. They really hit the emotional component of the song on that.
Yeah.
And of course, George Martin on the Celeste.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I got Long Tall Sally at number 6.
Oh.
Good piano. I like the solos. And of course, once again, Screamin' Paul.
Some great. That's maybe the best, certainly in the top 5 best Screamin' Paul Beatles songs. Yeah, we're going to have some serious disagreements here for our top 5, it sounds like.
Yep. Well, here's my top 5.
All right.
Here it is. You had this at 7. Till There Was You, number 5. The acoustic guitars on this, perfect.
Yes. George's solo is terrific.
Yep. Number 4, Rock and Roll Music. Number 3, You Really Got a Hold on Me. Number 2, Anna.
Uh-huh.
I really wanted to put it number 1.
I know you did.
But I cannot deny number 1. I'm going to play number 1 here. Twist and Shout. So there, my top 5 again, Till There Was You, Rock and Roll Music, obviously a great driving rock tune, well done. I think Ringo's so good on that one. And I also really have a soft spot in my heart because of that. Back when we talked about the Beatles collections,
yeah.
Rock and Roll Music Part 1 and 2 were a collection, and just back then, it really stood out to me as a kid. You Really Got a Hold on Me. This is maybe the only song on all of these that they don't... Like, the Miracles version is actually better.
Yeah.
But it's such a fantastic song. And their rendition, real faithful rendition, is also fantastic. Like, they're both, like, amazing. Excellent. Either of those come up, and you're just like, oh, wonderful. Very soft spot in my heart for Anna to go to him.
Yes.
But I really think it's so good. Very emotional song. Backup vocals are great. Really great lick on the guitar.
It's John at his most vulnerable, too. He's very open at that point.
Yeah.
And he has
a very raw kind of cold vocal.
Yeah.
So great. It's just like everything came together for that. And, Twist and Shout, it's overplayed, sure, but it's never going to lose its luster. It's like any time it comes on at a wedding, it's a classic, and it's in a movie in the 80s, and now it's a hit song again,
Yeah.
Like, what? Who even does that, Twist and Shout, more than any other song on this list, if you ask Twist and Shout, who plays Twist and Shout? They're going to get their Beatles.
Yes.
Practically an original.
Yeah, at this point it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Much to the chagrin of a former, friend of the show, Ed, who was I think we talked about Ed before. He was a guitar student of mine, older guy. He said, I prefer the Isley Brothers. He thought that was a better version. But he's probably in the minority on that one.
Yeah.
So, very, very well argued, I must say here. So, to wrap my list up here, we have Baby, It's You at number 5, You Really Got a Hold on Me at number 4, Twist and Shout at number 3, Long Tall Sally at number 2, and Money is number 1 for me.
Wow. Yeah.
So.
All right, well, let's hear some Money. Why don't we play it and talk about it. Awesome.
Awesome, wow. Yeah. So, number five, Baby It's You. We've talked about this song a lot, but it's really effective, and the Celeste's nice touch to it, and great vocals. I also like Burt Bacharach songs. You Really Got a Hold on Me is a really good Smokey Robinson tune, and it's very true to the original and done well. Twist and Shout, I put... actually, numbers two and three are kind of similar. So Long Tall Sally and Twist and Shout, I put the John and Paul first take screaming songs together. And they're both really great. To me, Long Tall Sally gets the nod because George, because it is one take, and George's guitar is just fantastic on it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And Ringo is just all over the place. He's a madman on that one. So I just felt like that got a little bit of the edge, and it was Paul at his best Little Richard impersonation. I agree with everything you said about Twist and Shout. It's a classic and a one-take John screamer. And I put Money at the top because I think it's the full production of early John, and he just sounds so good. It's one of his best vocals to me. I love George Martin's piano and the harmonies that it gets. And the Beatles kind of jam out. They're not known for being a jamming band, but at the end...
Yeah, it gets a little wild.
It gets a little wild, and Ringo's hitting the ride cymbal, and it gets a little bit loose and funky at the end, so...
Yeah, I got it down at 9. Maybe I should have moved it up. You're winning me over with this one.
Well, comparing it to the original songs, it's far superior. And John really liked it too because he did play it at in Live Peace in Toronto. He played it as well, so it stuck out to him. But anyway, so. There you have it. I think with any of our top five, you can't go wrong, though.
Yeah. Oh, so, what fun.
That was very fun. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild. I guess conglomerately, Twist and Shout's probably the number one.
Yeah.
Like, if you compare the list, maybe Long Tall Sally, you got it at 2. I got it at 6.
Mm-hmm.
You Really Got a Hold of Me, 3 and 4.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
pretty
close.
Those are probably the top ones. And then,
yeah.
You know, yeah. So pretty solid list.
Yeah, I'd say so. And it's interesting to see how those first tunes, that the early ones were right out of their stage show, but then by the time they got to Help and did Dizzy Miss Lizzy and Bad Boy and some of those, it seemed like they were just kind of, to me, just reaching for songs, trying to find something to fill a 3 minutes. So. But there's some really good effective ones. I think if you look at the top 10 of ours, would you say the majority come from the first two albums?
Yeah, my top 5, 6, 7, my top 10, all but one comes from the first.
Yeah.
No, all but two.
Okay.
Rock and Roll Music is in there, and Long Tall Sally, obviously.
Yeah, and I have Long Tall
everything
Sally
else
and...
is the first two albums, and
right,
you know, I don't know if maybe that's the way we've talked about this before, but some radio station right when the CDs came out were playing the first two albums back to back, and I recorded them on one side of tape and the other side, and I just kept flipping it over and listening to it and flipping it over.
Yeah, could have been the way you hear it, too. That does make a big difference.
So
anyway, very fun to go through and dig into all these covers. So, of course, as we said at the beginning of the show, I'm sure there's going to be some disagreements, some, what are you guys thinking? You guys are crazy. How can you possibly not think Bad Boy is number one? So we'd love to hear it. Share your top 10, share your top 5 with us. We'd love to see what you all think.
Yeah. And see, everybody will say that they agree with me that Slow Down's the worst.
I don't know. I think that may get some people stirred up. And then I love that that lyric that's messed up is great. It's like, you say you got a girlfriend, but then he's also saying, like, boy at the same time. So it's kind of, maybe it's conflicted here. I don't know what's going on.
It's like out in, except it's girl boy.
Yeah, something like that. Really weird.
Another thing about that song, there's this really boring solo, and you get an ow during it, and it's like, that doesn't... It does not merit an owl.
No, no.
Dave, I thought it'd be good to go out with the last half of Long Tall Sally. How about that?
Ah, that sounds good to me. Yeah.
So Dave's, what was that? Number two.
Yep. And you're number?
Six.
Number six. Okay.
All right.
Catch you next time. Here's a little Long Tall Sally.